وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَن أَنَابَ.
Those who have rejected the message of Muhammad, peace be upon him, say, why has no sign been sent down upon from his Lord? Tell them, Allah lets go astray those whom He wills, and guides to Himself those who turn to Him.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ
Such are the ones who believe in the message of the Prophet and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. Surely, in Allah's remembrance do hearts find rest.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ طُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ.
So those who believe in the message of the truth and do good are destined for happiness and a blissful end.
كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم قد خلت من قبلها أمم لتتلو عليهم الذي أوحينا إليك لِتَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَنِ قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ مَتَابِ.
Thus, we have sent you as a messenger to a community before which many other communities have passed away, that you may recite to them whatever we have revealed to you. And yet they deny the Lord of mercy. Say to them, He is my Lord. There is no God but Him. In Him I have placed all my trust, and to Him I shall return. Thus, we have sent you as a messenger. That is to say that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was sent without any signs of the kind which the unbelievers had asked for.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى بَلْ لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ جَمِيعًا أَفَلَمْ يَيْأَسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَهَدَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا تُصِيبُهُمْ بِمَا صَنَعُوا قَارِعَةٌ أَوْ تَحُلُّ قَرِيبًا مِنْ دَارِهِمْ أو تحل قريبا من دارهم حتى يأتي وعد الله إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد.
And what would have happened were a Quran to be revealed wherewith mountains could be set in motion, or the earth cleft, or the dead made to speak? To show such signs is not at all difficult, for everything rests entirely with Allah. So do not the people of faith still look forward to such a sign in response to the demand of the unbelievers, and despair as a result of knowing that had Allah so willed, He could have guided all to the truth. Misfortune continues to afflict the unbelievers on account of their misdeeds, or to befall on locations close to their habitation. This will continue until Allah's promise of chastisement is fulfilled. Indeed, Allah does not go back upon His promise. Everything rests entirely with Allah. The true reason for not showing miraculous signs was not that God had no power to do so, but because this was inconsistent with God's scheme of things. For the true purpose of that scheme was not so much to drive some people into affirming the prophethood of some prophet, but to help them attain true guidance. Such a purpose can only be achieved by reforming people's outlook and reorienting their thinking pattern.
He could have guided all to the truth.
Had the purpose merely been that people should believe without understanding and without being rationally convinced, then perhaps God did not have to show miraculous signs. That purpose could have been achieved by simply creating all human beings as born believers.